じわい、もびり波に I worship you, I worship you.
Listen to this.
He's he rearranging destiny. I worship you, I worship you.
Let's say together, you are he.
You are he.
Moving,
moving in the midst.
I worship you,
I worship you,
I worship you.
I worship you.
You are he.
You are he. Touching, touching every life.
I worship you.
I worship you.
I worship you.
I worship you.
You are he.
You are he.
Walking, walking
every life.
Oh, I
worship you.
I worship you.
I worship you.
I worship you.
I worship you.
I worship you. Hey, you are the waymaker. Come on, say.
Waymaker, miracle worker.
Oh,
mighty miracle.
My God,
that is who you are.
Promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are.
One more time. Say, waymaker, say.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God.
Come on, everybody, raise those voices. I worship the Lord.
Rejoice in the presence of the Lord. We like to lift up this glorious God and extol his holy name. We like to lift up the King of Kings, the Holy God of Israel. We like to magnify the Lord and acknowledge his awesomeness. We like to worship the Lord and give him glory. We like to adore him. and celebrate the Holy One of Israel. Worship the Lord. 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 Open up. Open up and adore Him. Open up and adore Him. Open up and adore Him.
Even when I don't feel it, you're
working.
Even when I don't see it, you're working.
Ayabali abakuri abakosonteli abali prakaturi makoskoria rekapuri makazonteli marikraba zekele brakatalia proboko sheke limaria proboko zenkra krakatalia proboko supi mesikalia makrobos. Make a bad. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth, and worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship, 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 worship. The one who seated upon the throne of heaven, who reigned over the whole universe, the eternal Yahweh, the everlasting glorious God, the commander of the heavenly host, the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. The Lord, the consuming fire. The Lord that make way in the wilderness. The Lord that created way in the sea. The Lord Jehovah that says, I am that I am. Open your mouth. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. See Him. See Him. See Him in the splendor of His glory. See Him in the splendor of His power. See Him and see Him. See Him. I want you to connect to the presence of the Lord. I want you to connect. I want you to connect. Connect unto Him and the name of the Lord Jesus and give Him all He deserves. Give Him all the best in your life. Give Him all the best in your spirit. Give Him all the best in your soul. And acknowledge His awesomeness of the awesome God. Acknowledge His glorious God. Acknowledge His unchanging God, acknowledge this wonderful God, the wonderful God, the God of all flesh and all spirit, who is, who was, and who shall be forever. Oh, delight in the Lord of Jehovah, delight in the Holy God of Israel, delight in the great I am that I am, delight in the everlasting Father. Oh, praise His holy name, bless His holy name, adore Him, adore Him, adore Him. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Say after me, Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every form of weariness, every form of weariness, every form of weariness, weariness in the spirit, tiredness in the strength, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let this yoke be broken in my life. It is a yoke when you are weary, when you cannot pray. It is a yoke when you know, when the enemy decides to make you to be silenced when others are praying. It is a yoke. It is a burden. A yoke and burden. And so deliver yourself, declare, Lord, in the name of Jesus, set my spirit free. Give my soul liberty to pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, set me free from the shackle of the enemy. Set me free from every imprisonment. Break the hold of the enemy. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Mary Aponia Boshikalia Brabaku Sekenia Limali Proboko Sopri Karabakata Limaka Zantalia Brakatalia Bako Sekeli Mali Proboko Sontoli Rakatan Derekoko Sopra Makayakataliaba Mekeli Kramaku Soproboko Suta. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. You pray with me again. By the name of my Lord Jesus Christ. Open your mouth by the name of my Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I decree every veil, every shadow that has covered my life, I decree, let the consuming fire roast them off. In the name of Jesus, liberate yourself from him, this yoke. Cut off, break off, break off, break off. Break off, break off, break off. My brother, my sister, break off, break off, break off. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Break off, break off, break off, break off. I don't know what the situation is in your life, but you have come to a place of liberty. You have come to a place of freedom. You have come to a place where there is restoration. You have come to a place where there is joy. And so, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every deception and every counsel of the enemy that has weakened your spirit and weakened your soul, I contend with them with the judgment of God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command your life to be set free. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command your soul to be set free in the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. You are still praying with me. By the name of my Lord Jesus Christ, every hold of witchcraft over my soul, over my soul, every hold of witchcraft that is preventing me from reaching to the presence of the Lord, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I tear them down. I break them out. I break them down. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every grip of witchcraft, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I break it off. I break it off. In the name of Jesus, I tear it down. I tear it down. In the name of Jesus, every veil, every wall of witchcraft, in the name of Jesus, weariness, in the name of Jesus, you are sitting down there. Hello, get out from the hole of the wicked. Break the hole, break the grip, break the hole, break the grip. Mesotoriaba, Zekariaba, Marababa. You are weary, you are getting weak. No, it's an activity of witchcraft. It's an activity. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are just heavy there. Why must you be heavy in the presence of the Lord? Why must you be heavy? You are looking all around. Why must you be heavy? Burdens are lifted at Calvary. When burdens are lifted, you must be light. By the name of the Lord Jesus, every burden that is wearing you down and casting you down, I break that wall in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You are still going to pray another prayer. You know, you've been having this problem of praying. Huh? You see yourself being pressed down, or your mind wandered away when you are in the presence of the Lord. You pray, you know that your spiritual level is down. You can't understand. You don't know what is happening. This morning, this is the first assignment the Lord wants us to accomplish now. That hole, today, you are delivered from that hole today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is the work of the enemy to deny you of the power of God, to deny you of the presence, of deny you of the blessing, to deny you of what God has prepared for you. But you are going to agree with the Lord. You are going to agree with the Lord. And I want you to tell the Lord, do not deceive yourself. You know, when we were singing, Lord, have your way, I was singing, but the Lord gave me one thing. He said, some of us, we deceive ourselves. Lord, have your way. And he just like someone who gets to the doctor. And when he gets to the doctor, he hides some things from the doctor. Huh? He said, don't go there, don't go there. And the doctor is saying, let me attend to you. Don't go there, don't treat that. No, 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 no. Leave that one. Leave that one. It's this one I want you to treat. Huh? Some of us, we act in that way, in the presence of the Lord. But I want you to release yourself to the Lord this morning and say, Father, Lord, if I have cooperated with witchcraft, if I'm operating the spirit of witchcraft, manipulative spirit, in any way I've been operating, that your power has not been able to walk over my life, Lord, deliver me. Have mercy upon me this morning. Deliver me. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, deliver me. Oh Lord, from everything that has weighed me down, deliver me. From everything that has made me down, from everything that has depressed me down, in the realm of the spirit, oh Lord, deliver me. Break this wall of oppression in my life, in my soul, in my spirit, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I release my life to you. Lord, I release myself to you. I'm not hiding anything from you. I'm not hiding. I'm not deceiving myself. I'm not deceiving myself. I will not deceive myself in your presence. Father, I cry unto you this morning. Rakata yaba, makata yakaria kataboria, mekeri kataria bakoseka, rimaria kosika, remaria koteria, zekaria ba, makaria kataya, mekaria bakosekaya, makrobo. I command right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all bodies, all weights, all manner of bodies and weights that have weakened the life of your people, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command by the power of the Most High, break, let your yoke, let your yoke break, let everybody be lifted in the name of Jesus, let there be freedom, let there be light, the name of Jesus Christ. Oh gracious Father, have your way. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ. We sing that song again 2 more times. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. And I want you to open up to the Lord. And as you release yourself, as you decide to open up to him, the hand of the Lord will reach out to you. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Irrespective of any situation you come with today, by the name of the Lord Jesus, you are returning back home with joy. In the name of Jesus. We sing that song 2 times and then
we just begin. Are desperate. We are waiting on you, Lord. Have your way. We are desperate. Say, we are desperate. We're waiting. We are waiting on you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. For you are having your way now. In every life, in every soul, in every spirit, have your way. Have your way. Lord, have your way. Lord, all obstructions are bulldozed down. All barriers are crushed down. All limitations and all unbelief are broken down in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. For no man will be able to hinder you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah 61. Verses 1 to 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind all the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance
of our God to comfort all that mourn. Verse 3. To appoint unto them the mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them unto them the beautiful ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Hallelujah. That he might be glorified. The purpose of your liberty and freedom is to glorify Jehovah. In other words, God is glorified when you enjoy peace, when you enjoy life, when you enjoy victory, when you enjoy breakthrough, when you enjoy blessing. So you see that God is honored. God is happy. God is not interested in sorrow. God is not happy when any one of his children is mourning. When any one of his children is downcast, it affects God too. It affects him. So you just see that when things are working wrong, you see that it is not heaven's purpose for your life. It's not the plan of God for your life. So when someone is seeing and he thinks that I'm overlooking, you see that it contradicts the word of God. God does not bring evil to anyone. God does not bring evil, because all that he wants to do for us is to bring us to a place that will be called the tree of righteousness and planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. That he might be glorified. So God wants to be glorified in your life. God wants to be glorified. And that is why we want to look at this point, which I call oil of joy. I call it oil of joy. In other words, your money has ended. No more money! I announce to you in the name of Jesus. The Lord delights in your gladness. He wants his people to rejoice before him. It's exceedingly, you know, heaven rejoices, you know, when he sees his people rejoicing. He wants people to sing praises unto him. But when he sees his son or his daughter cast down, heaven is grieved too. But today, there is no more grieving again. For the Lord, for God, this is the reason why Jesus was made manifest. The prophet Isaiah came to tell us the purpose of Christ for life. What brought Jesus up? That Jesus came principally to preach good tidings to the meek, to heal the brokenhearted, to deliver, declare liberty for those who are in captive, and open the prison for them so that they can be set free, to declare unto them the acceptable year, and to appoint unto them those who are mourning in Zion, those who are mourning, everyone that is mourning, mourning because of failure, money because the enemy has assaulted them. Money because the wicked has done evil over their lives. And the Lord, I mean, Isaiah was saying, look, he has come to remove ashes from your life. Everything that has settled over you, that he has come to remove it. And more importantly, he said, look, he has come to give you joy in place of mourning, to give you oil of joy. In Israel, you see, whenever there is a joyful occasion in Israel, there is always an oil. They put oil upon the head of the people. They put oil. But when there is any mourning, oil is withdrawn. Oil is withdrawn. But today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the oil that has been withdrawn from your life, that oil is being restored back. Upon your head, in the name of Jesus, is being restored back in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Psalm 45, verse 7, the Bible talks of oil of gladness that he has poured upon him that will make him to be above all the fellows. When the oil of gladness and oil of joy is upon you, that oil will change your story. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God is changing your story. Amen. When there is oil of gladness, there is no reduction in value. No oil, no reduction in your value again. The enemy has reduced you to naught. If the enemy has reduced you to naught, but I have a good news for you. The Lord is going to lift you up. Your value is being increased. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Most High God, no reduction in strength, no weariness, no failure again, no grief. Perhaps you have been walking with under the fire of hard situation. You don't understand what you are going through. But this moment, as we go into the time of prayer, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of heaven, we take you out of the fire of the enemy in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every fire of earth situation you have been going through, the Lord of heaven will set you free in Jesus' name. Every form of affliction or disease, when the oil of gladness, oil of joy come upon you by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that affliction will disappear, will melt when the oil of God come upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I want us to announce to you that God wants things to improve in your life. He wants things to improve. So irrespective of what is going on in the land, I know your story will change. You will not have the same story the world is having. In the name of Jesus Christ, no more shame in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is going to heal, is going to deliver, is going to restore in the name of Jesus. Time does not permit us. There are a number of things that we're going to pray about. I have so many things that we want to undo. But the time, I will say, my time is up. But I will still spare, I will still want to plead with you. I'm going to spare, I'm going to request for 10 minutes more. 10 minutes. Because there are issues that we must deal with. There are issues that we must deal with. So please, would you like to rise on your feet? Like to rise with me on your feet. Bika! This morning, we're going to handle three things together. And I'm going to connect them together. The first thing we're going to handle is this aspect of areas where the enemy has brought any sorrow into your life, whatsoever that is not making your joy to be full. Any area of your life that you have been going through, any hardship, any difficulty, all the troubles of your life, every power that has been behind the work, today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are turning things against the enemy. We are saying today the end has come upon the workings of the oppression, upon money. No more money, no more money, no more money. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I remove all manner of dust and all manner of ashes from your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I want you to pray. I want you to talk to God in your own way. If I'm going to give you prayer point, it will take us a long time. But I want you to pray on your own about your life, and I pray that the hand of the Lord of heaven will take you out from every money situation, every unpleasant situation, everything that makes you to be weary, every area that has brought reduction in value, in strength, anything that is making you to go through a fire of hardship, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the name of the Lord, let the power of the Most High God destroy, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let the power of the Most High God break this hole, in the name of the Lord Jesus, every workings of the counsel of the enemy, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I break them, I set them free. I set my life free. I set my spirit free. Do you like to pray on your own? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oil of joy. Pray that the Lord will bring oil of joy over your life. Let there be oil of joy in the name of Jesus. Everywhere you have been going through stressful occasions, stressful situations, in the name of the Lord Jesus, everything that is making you to be weary, every form of failure, by the name of the Lord Jesus, pray yourself out. Pray yourself out from all manner of money. Pray yourself out. This is the reason why the Lord has come, that he might be glorified in your life, that he might be glorified, that we might be glorified, he might be glorified, that Jehovah might be glorified. This is the reason God wants to be glorified, not the devil, not the devil. Enough of the story of the devil, enough of the story of oppression, enough of the story, enough of the story, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Get yourself, by the name of the Lord Jesus, enemy will no longer be glorified in your life. Spiritual wickedness will no longer be glorified in your life. Demons will not be glorified in your life. Devil will not be glorified in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, everything that makes the enemy to show himself in your life, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bring them down. I destroy them. In the name of Jesus, I break the power and I command the counsel of the wicked to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying. Says the oil of joy. The oil of joy. The oil of joy. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive. I receive, this oil of joy to flow into my life, upon my head, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let oil of joy, oil of joy, fill this life again, in the name of Jesus. Let every form of money disappear, in the name of Jesus. Disappear. Lose your power, lose your greed, lose your power. Money, sorrow, out, in the name of Jesus. All manner of money, all manner of sorrow, I command, out. Brak, Ukodia. Brak.
Broposhika. Rekateria bakusoporia. Zengdele balabalaba. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Wherever you have pains, wherever you have pains, whether pain in the heart, pain in your body, any part of your body that has been afflicted, the enemy has sent arrow upon it. You're going to declare right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this is the reason that the Lord Jesus Christ was made manifest. And therefore, the power of pain is destroyed by the oil of joy that the Lord put upon me. Let there be oil of God, over every pain in my life, over every pain, any form of sickness, any form of infirmity, any form of disease. I challenge you with the oil of joy of the Lord Jesus Christ that has been brought unto me now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I confront every form of infirmity, every form of sickness, every form of disease. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree, let every form of infirmity wither, let every form of sickness dry up by the power of the oil of joy. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let the oil of joy touch every area. By the name of Jesus, I release the spirit of healing. I release the power of healing. I release the power of healing to every pain, every form of sickness, every form of trouble, every form of sickness from the head, from the crown of the head, to the chest, to the neck, well, yes, to the abdomen. We are revered every from the back, from the blood, in the bloodstream, yes, in the bones, in the marrows, every form of sickness in this temple, in this body, because these bodies are called the temples of the Lord. I confront and challenge all manner of sickness in these bodies that are represented, that are standing before the Lord. I challenge them with the power of the living God. I break the hand of the wicked over these lives in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree, let their lives be set free. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. You will glorify the Lord. Amen. Second prayer. There are some of us here. We have seen ourselves to be walking in a dirty environment. The enemy wants to put shame over your life. The enemy wants to disgrace you in one way or the other. We've been experiencing one form of failure and shame. The Lord wants us to address this matter today. Where whatsoever the enemy is orchestrating against you, manipulating against you, that is bringing failure, that is bringing setback, that is bringing stagnation, every move from the pit of hell that the enemy is moving to bring all manner of disaffection, of rejection in your life. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord is going to destroy it in Jesus' name. We like to say, Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all manner of shame, disgrace, reproach, and all manner of stagnation and failure that have been orchestrated from the pit of hell over my life, today I am delivered. I will no longer be forsaken. I will no longer be desolate. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of heaven, I decree right now the oil of joy over my situation, over my life. I come out of every form of failure. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come out from every form of failure, every power that is orchestrating stagnation and failure, disappointment, shame and disgrace upon my life. Everywhere there is any shame and disgrace, Lord of heaven, devil. I tear it down. I tear the covering of the devil. I decree, I shall not be disgraced. I shall not fall into shame. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, I shall not be forsaken. I shall not be rejected. In the name of the Lord Jesus, spirit of rejection, I destroy. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I destroy. The spirit of desolate, I destroy. The whole of desolate, I destroy. I receive. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the delight of the Lord, the oil of joy upon my spirit, upon my soul. In the name of the Lord Jesus, God's favor, I will never be rejected. In the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, King of glory. We worship you. We worship you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Finally, we're going to pray for those of us where you are tired, you are feeling weary in the journey. You do not understand what is going on around you. It appears that you are looking for options. You are thinking that you may go and take another option. If you are in that position, you will put your right hand on your chest wherever you are. You are not coming out. You are just getting bored. You are getting tired. You are just getting tired of all the things around you. You feel irritated. You don't understand. You don't understand why these things are like this. Why things are like this. And it appears that the enemy is making all manner of suggestions to you. Just put your right hand on your chest. Just put your right hand on your chest. Just pray. I want you to pray unto the Lord. The Lord is here. He knows you. That is why he has recognized all these things. And yes. Pastor, please. The time is not on our side. We're going to stop there.
Let me pray for these people. I will connect with what God has just asked me to do. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for these ones. Lord, every weariness, weakness, tiredness being brought by the enemy, discouragement, Lord, today I destroy it in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let the strength of God, the strength of grace come upon their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, strengthen them. Father, strengthen them. Father, strengthen them. Father, destroy the works of the enemy in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name. I want to thank God for the way the Spirit of the Lord has been leading on this service this morning. Everything just flowing together. As the worship was going on before Pastor Otto came to minister, while we were still worshiping God, the Lord showed me something in the spirit, opened my spirit mind to see some things. I saw some pockets of hollowness. I am trying to look at the way to describe it. It's just like when you see something that is full on the outside, but it's empty in the inside. It's like, you know, you have a bread that is very attractive, but inside it, there's hollowness. You have a very beautiful tree that is being eaten up from the inside. I don't know, this morning, something is eating you up. Yes, I'm not talking only, the only I'm talking about now is not about that you are not born again, that you are not a Christian. That's not it. Because everybody who has not known God, there's a holiness in the spirit, in the mind or life of that person. That's not what I'm talking about. But somehow, you find that within you, something, you are outside, you are okay to people, but inside you are being eaten up. Nobody seems to know it. You have been praying, you have been doing everything, but within you, you know that's this. I don't know whether it's. I look at the best way to describe that emptiness is there. That incompleteness is there. You are being eaten up. So, and the Lord is asking that we pray about this morning. I just say this song. I'm going to pray giant for everybody. I'm going to ask some. Holy Spirit, moving now.
Make my life whole again.
Masitili mama sandalaba.
Spirit, move over me. Spirit, move over me. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, move now.
Maske pumba sandala baba.
Break my life all again. Spirit move, Spirit move over me. Spirit move over me.
Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Moving down, make my life whole again. Spirit, move over me. Spirit, move over me. Eyes closed. If that situation applies to you, just put your hand, right hand on your head. If that situation applies, just put your right hand on your head, and I'm going to pray for you. Yes, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Mata la babaska impesu baba shahanda lehu sika papa papa raandi sikipi hu sika talaba manse ke pepe puri mama rehu seke pula. Father, I send the power of the Holy Spirit unto these lives. Every form of hollowness that the enemy has put there, Lord, I send the power of the fullness of God into these lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever the enemy is trying to destroy in these lives, whatever the enemy is trying to resist in these lives, whatever the enemy is trying to tamper with in this life, I send the fire of the Holy Spirit to descend upon them and destroy the work of the enemy in these lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the fullness of God enter into these lives. Let the fullness of God enter into this life. Let the fullness of God enter into these lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the oil of joy be poured upon this life in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name in the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying. Let everybody lift your hands unto the Lord this morning. My Lord and my God, the Bible says, you are the God of all flesh. Bible says, you have ascended almost the most high, and you left captivity captive, and that you are receiving gifts for all men. Lord, these hands that are lifted unto you, look into these lives. What is the gift or the thing that they desire? Lord, give unto them this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, minister unto everyone this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray for JUPEP students. I pray for those who want to sit for white exam or who have started. Lord, I decree the spirit of excellence to come upon their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. This one will not be a failure. You will help them. You will strengthen them. Their arms shall be like the pen of a ready writer. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying. Let's put hands.